Hello, I am Britta Mengus, art teacher in the area of photography and graphic design, traveling between the intermediate, high, and senior high schools. Shout out to all my photography students, grade 9 through 12. A Rachel's Challenge quote of the day is, "Surround yourself with people that make you a better person." When we look at the ever-changing area of photography, I can't help but reference one of my favorite quotes by one of the most well-known professional photographers of the 20th century. Ansel Adams said, quote, "The single most important component of a camera is the 12 inches behind it," end quote. Things have and continue to evolve within the area of photography. The convenience of digital photography combined with the use of cell phone technology lend itself well to capturing moments without hesitation. Today, I would like to look at some tips to help improve your cell phone photographs. How to take photos with your phone. 1. Use grid lines to balance your shot. One of the easiest and best ways to improve your mobile photos is to turn on the camera's grid lines. That superimposes a series of lines on the screen of your smartphone's camera that is based on the rule of thirds, a photographic composition principle that says an image should be broken down into thirds, both horizontally and vertically, so you have 9 parts in total. According to this theory, if you place points of interest in these intersections or along the lines, your photo will be more balanced, level, and allow viewers to interact with it naturally. Number 2, set your camera's focus. Today's phone cameras automatically focus on the foreground of your frame, but not every picture you take on your phone has an obvious subject. To adjust where you want your camera's lens to focus, open your camera app and tap the screen where you want to sharpen the view. If you're taking a photo of something in motion, for example, it can be difficult for your camera to follow this subject and refocus as needed. Tap to correct your phone camera's focus just before snapping the picture to ensure the moving subject has as much focus as possible. Number 3, embrace negative space. Negative space simply refers to the areas around and between the subjects of an image and can take a photo from good to great. When you include a lot of empty space in a photo, your subject will stand out more and evoke a stronger reaction from your viewer. And what does negative space look like? It's often a large expanse of open sky, water, an empty field, or a large wall. Number 4, find different perspectives. Taking photos from a unique, unexpected angle can make them more memorable. It tends to create an illusion of depth with the subjects. It also makes the image stand out, since most mobile photos are taken either straight on or from a bird's eye view, which means from above. Number 5, keep an eye out for repetitive patterns. Patterns can make a strong visual impact through the use of line, shape, and texture. Other times, it's intriguing to keep an eye out for where they appear naturally or unintentionally. Repetition in nature often appeals to human beings because of our genetic makeup and our approach to visually seeing the world. Number 6, create small details. Sometimes my students miss relatively small details that actually tell the story of their photograph. Texture, pattern, and unity are all elements that are viewed in this area of detail. Bringing together these components can elevate your photos. Likewise, if the details are confusing or there are a lot of distractions, it can deter a viewer. So consider the entire image and the information it delivers. Number 7, use natural light. It's hard to find a great smartphone photo that was taken with a flash. Most of the time, they make a photo look overexposed, negatively altering colors and making human subjects look washed out. Working with students of varying ages, it is an area that is stressed often. Try not to rely on your flash and do your best to use natural light as much as possible. This gives you a chance to play with shadows too. Number 8, clean your photo's lens. A smartphone camera might be more convenient to carry around than a full-fledged photojournalist camera, but it comes with the cost of protection. Your phone is usually in your pocket or your bag when you're out of the house. All the while, the device's camera lens is collecting all kinds of dust and lint. Be sure to clean this lens with a soft handkerchief before taking a photo. You might not be able to tell just how dirty the lens was until you start editing your photo. And making sure the lens is crystal clear before taking a shot can keep you from starting from scratch. Number 9, take candids. Posed photos can be great for the sake of memories, but sometimes candid shots of people doing things or people in an event can prove to be far more memorable. Candid photos are a better way to effectively capture the emotion and essence of a moment. One of the best ways to capture this kind of shot is to just take a large collection of unscripted or unposed photos. After all, if nothing else, when a user looks at his or her flashbacks on their phones, it reminds us of that very event and details we may have missed in a posed photo. Number 10, don't be afraid to edit. Composing and taking your smartphone photos is just the first step in making it visually compelling. Editing your photos is the next step and can improve shots that need it. Now we are going to look at a list of recommended photo editing apps. I have come up with a list of 13 different photo editing apps that may be worth checking out. Number 1, Afterlight. Number 2, VSCOcam. Number 3, Photoshop Express. Number 4, SnapSpeed. Number 5, Scroot. Number 6, Live Collage. Number 7, InstaSize. Number 8, Foodie. Number 9, Camera Plus. Number 10, Mextures. Number 11, Enlight. Number 12, Facetune. And number 13, Visage Makeup Editor. So I'm going to go through and give a little bit of detail about each of these. Some are with a cost and some are free. Number 1, Afterlight. From controlling the color tones to adjusting exposure and brightness to rotating and straightening a photo, it has everything you need for lighting or color fixes. It also contains 74 filters, including a fusion feature that lets you mix tools, filters, and textures to create your own personal look. Afterlight has a whopping 128 to choose from, boasting a perfect pairing with Instagram. Number 2, VSCOcam. Over the past few years, VSCOcam has become a highly popular photo editing app for mobile devices. While it does boast a wider set of editing tools than most other editing apps, its main claim to fame are its filters. These filters have a softer, more authentic look that resembles real film compared to the oversaturated looks of many Instagram filters. Plus, it's great for when you need to edit a photo on the fly. Number 3 is probably one of my most recommended because I work a lot with Adobe Photoshop. So this one's a really exciting one, especially if you can't afford or load Adobe Photoshop to your desktop or laptop computer. Number 3, Photoshop Express. Believe it or not, Adobe Photoshop isn't just for your computer. Adobe Photoshop Express puts most of what people love about Adobe's popular photo editing program in their pockets, lighting, color, and sharpness options included. Photoshop Express is especially useful for making photo collages, something the app's developers likely highlighted for mobile users who want to share many photos at once on Facebook or Instagram. The app's decorate setting even allows you to annotate your photo with digital stickers before saving and posting directly to social media. Number 4, SnapSpeed. SnapSpeed is another app that's great for basic image enhancements. It's got all the classic adjustments, tools such as tuning, cropping, and straightening. But what makes this tool unique is its selective adjustment tool. It allows you to pinpoint an area in a photo and adjust the brightness, contrast, and saturation of that single point. The next one, number 5, is an acronym, but it's oddly pronounced different than you might expect. So it's capital S-K-R-W-T, and it is pronounced Scroot. Ever take a picture of something straight on and found the perspective was just a little askew or tilted? The majority of mobile phones are equipped with a wide-angle lens that distorts the lines in photos. A Scroot app lets you adjust the perspective of your photos to make the lines look clean and square. Number 6, Live Collage. Live Collage is an excellent app mostly because of its wide variety of layouts. It contains several options for photo organization, both classic and fun, with interesting and colorful backgrounds. Plus, you can add customized texts in different fonts, color, and sizes. InstaSize is number 7. InstaSize offers a variety of photo editing tools in one place. While cropping and resizing are the app's bread and butter, InstaSize also offers a good selection of additional features, manipulating exposure and brightness, tint and warmth, shadows and highlights, contrast, sharpness, and saturation. The app also serves up robust beauty editing tools, unique borders, a collage creator, and the ability to add text, making it easy for anyone at any skill level to add visual excitement to their images. Number 8, Foodie. I found this one to be very, very interesting. Many users are taking food photos like never before. For some social media feeds, it's becoming quite popular too. Foodie, an app specifically used to enhance food photos, uses more than 30 filters and other editing features to turn what might otherwise be a humdrum snack into a visual feast. Even small changes on that one really make a big difference. Number 9, Camera Plus. While this iPhone-only app has many of the classic photo editing tools like color tints, retro effects, and crops, there are a few gems that make it unique. First is its image stabilizer, which helps you capture the sharpest photos possible before you even take a photo. It also lets you zoom up to 6 times, which can really help the quality of your shot if you're trying to hone in on something far away. Finally, its clarity filter is what most photographers claim is its best feature. Number 10, Mextures. Mextures is one of the more advanced iPhone-only apps on this list, and one of its best features is layer-based editing. That allows users to stack different adjustment layers on top of each other, moving and editing them individually, allowing for nearly limitless creativity. You can also apply multiple filters, textures, and blending modes to the same photo to create a really unique look. If you find an editing formula you really like, you can save it to apply to other photos later, or even share it with your friends. Number 11, Nlight. Winner of the Apple Design Award in 2017, Nlight will change the way you see even the most ordinary photo the next time you open your iPhone camera. Among its 10 different photo editing features, the app's Photo Mixer allows you to blend multiple photos together or combine a photo with text for an artistic result. Number 12, Facetune. Facetune is considered the top photo app in more than 120 countries, allowing you to make up for unflattering mobile photos or selfies with professional level corrections to numerous facial features. The app offers 8 different types of corrections and enhancements to a person's face in a given photo, including their hair, eyes, skin, and smile. Finally, number 13 is the Visage Makeup Editor. The Visage Makeup Editor, which instantly retouches photos and lets you add some special effects like pop art style filters, the app comes equipped with some interesting backgrounds as well as lighting and color features, with more available for purchase. As you continue to move about your day, please consider some of the tips, tricks, and visual enhancement apps we discussed. The remarkable flexibility and options available are noteworthy, allowing people to mark the time period in history down to the very second an event happens. You may never know the impact an image can have days, years, or even centuries in the future. Thank you for your time. And as I always say, keep on shooting.